All right, Youth Opportunities is one of the great charities here in South Australia, and good friends of ours like Peter Carey have been involved, and now Nick Chigwidden, former Glenelg superstar, he's the chairman of Youth Opportunities, and they help, they do personal development programs in schools and to some of the real tough areas out there where kids maybe don't get the same opportunities. And some of these kids, it's so impressive. They end up going to university and, you know, qualifying and graduating, and it's just brilliant what they do. Anyway, they've got a thing happening at the moment called the Make or Break Challenge, and I thought we'd get Chiggy on, Nick Chigwidden, to tell us more about it. Good morning, Chig.
How you going, Dids? How are you guys? All
Chiggy.
Right?
Good, thanks. Good tell us about the Make or Break Challenge. I'm getting involved. What do we need to do?
Well, mate, it's about trying to make or break a habit, I suppose, a good one, so you can change your life. As you touched on it, the Youth Opportunities Program we run into schools changes kids' habits and it allows them to change their life and focus on what they can do going forward, and makes them realise that the only person that really changed their life and the way they're going to go is themselves. So I think we're all in the same boat, mate, and we need to try to – we've all got a few bad habits that I'm sure we could get rid of or something that we could
pick
up.
Speak for yourself, Jimmy. I'm perfect.
Hey, we've met some kids on this show over the time with Youth Opportunities that when the first time we met them, they could hardly talk. They were in their shell.
Shy and withdrawn,
You know, you could tell, you know, something had happened in the past or they just didn't have the confidence. And by the end of it, and you said, Dits, they'd get up and be a very good, competent public speaker. So the improvement's amazing, isn't it?
Annually at your golf day, for example, we've had a couple of the kids that get up and address the whole room. And, you know, you think for a young person to be able to turn their lives around and have that much confidence, it's quite amazing to see, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing, especially when you see you've got a room of, you know, 150 people there or whatever, and they're all adults and sort of have got good businesses and everything in life, and these kids, a lot of them come from very disadvantaged backgrounds, and to be able to stand up in front of them after doing the Youth Ops program, which is fantastic, and it just, I think what it really highlights is it's just those soft skills, you know, the communication, you know, goal setting, plan, just that real focus and structure in life that gives them that resilience, I suppose, to go on. And a lot of them, as you said, have gone on at university now and are doing fantastic things, which is a great result.
So can anyone get involved in this, Chiggy? Can anyone give it up for 3 weeks? Or what?
It is make or break. So anything it is, what it is for 21 days. They say it takes 21 days to kickstart a habit, but 66 days to make it stick, Ditz. But we won't make you stay 66
days. You've got to be kidding.
Oh, so Ditz is going to sacrifice something for 3 weeks, is he?
21 days we'll start. We'll let him start off with that.
But, right. Any suggestions or what have you got?
Oh, you're letting us choose.
Well, I don't know. I need some help with this.
Oh, no. We'll take some calls on this, don't worry.
No.
Is this just for Dits or do you want other people in society to register and get on board and do it as well?
We want as many people as we can to get on board. It's a great cause. This is every $1,000 we raise puts another kid through a Youth Ops program, this personal leadership program. So as much as we can make, the better. And the great thing about it too, we got a major sponsor in National Pharmacies, which will match every dollar up to $10,000.
All right. So if someone is out there listening now that wants to get on board and do this, Chiggy, how do they do it?
They can go to makeorbreak.org.au, and that'll have all the details there. So it's for individuals who can go and do it. Anyone can do it. Or also great for companies and organisations if they want to get their team on board and try to break some bad habits that may be in the workforce as well and raise some money to support the kids.
Well, Chig, thanks for joining us. We'll come up with something. We'll be throwing
the phones open after 8 for people's ideas
and
what you have to give up for 3 weeks.
Chig, what would be nice on this show?
What about the Sav Blanc?
That'll be right at the top of the list, Chiggy. Don't worry about that.
That's never going to happen for 21 minutes.
I won't go to lunch with you over those 21 days.
That's right. I'll be a bit grumpy and irritable. But what I'd like to do, just for people listening, to give you some think time. Mm-hmm. So I've got a thing you can go to on the Make or Break page.
Yeah.
If everyone listening gave us $5, what if I had 500 people give $5?
Oh,
that's
God.
All we're asking. Or $10. That'd be enormous for us.
That'd be incredible.
Because as Chig said, $1,000 will make a big difference. Yep. All right. Chig, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck with it.
Thanks for your support, mate. Really appreciate it. Well done, guys.
All right. There he is. Nick Chigwidden, Youth Opportunities.
Dits, you're a man of the people. You never stop giving to the community. Yep. This is a fantastic initiative by you. You're going to give up something for 3 weeks to raise much needed funds to for youth opportunities that support kids from underprivileged backgrounds to help them get on track and be successes in life. And they've done such a great job over the years with giving kids opportunities. Have you got that website they get you go to if you want to do it?
Or make or break.
Make or break.
Yep.
.org.au makeorbreak.org.au if you want to join DITS and sacrifice something for 3 weeks because it takes about 3 weeks to break a habit.
That's right. Or the other thing I'd like you to do if you can is get involved. I'm just, you know, donate something for me, you know. And as I said earlier, if we had a few hundred of our listeners just give $5 each, it'd be huge. That because Nick Chigwidden told us that $1,000 puts one of these kids through the program, and it's not a lot of money, is it? So if we can
all band together, sacrifice something decent, Dits.
Well, like, what do you think? Any suggestions, or like, what could I not do for 21 days?
Well, let's go open the lines. 1-3-3-5-3 What should Dits sacrifice for 3 weeks?
Negativity.
And on the text line, 0488-51047 you can come up with a suggestion on there. What should Dits give up for 3 weeks? We'll see what we can get.
Get creative, you know. Something.
Well, don't make it too hard, please.
What about umpires for a change?
What do you mean?
You give them a bloody spell?
What do you mean?
Well, you always
the pressure's on everywhere. Murphy, Hamill, Himmelberg. He threw the ball away. And he calls it holding the ball. You absolute rushman. You idiot. The same umpire. You are wrong. You can't do that, umpire.
All right, I'll be nice to umpires for 21 days. But then that's it.
What was going on in your life at that time?
Yeah, was that a Port game or was that?
It was actually a Crows game.
Yeah,
I don't
imagine. On the Crows side.
Well, the phones are going mental.
All right. Oh, you're in trouble.
All the umpires. Full the umpires.
All the umpires. Stop picking on me. 1-3-3-5-3 Or you can text on 0488-51047 Let's go.
So youth opportunities, I'm doing this challenge, it goes for 21 days, it's called Make or Break, so you've got to give up something for 21 days. So, you know.
Lent, just after, essentially.
Yeah.
And anyone can do it too, by the way. So at the moment we're giving up suggestions for Dits, but if you want to do it yourself and raise money, go to makeorbreak.org.au
and
you can do it yourself.
To support, to sponsor you for the 21 days.
But right now we're coming up with an idea for Dits to give up for 21 days. Let's go to Mount Barker. Mark, what should Dits give up? Mark, you're on air, mate. What do you want Dits to give up?
I want to stop mentioning McGain's real estate for 3 weeks.
Not mentioning McGain's for 3 weeks?
Oh, no.
Gee whiz.
He can't. He's contractually
I reckon Mike Dobbin from McGain's will offer $1,000 for him not to do that.
Good suggestion, Mark.
Yes, exactly right.
I can't do it.
Let's go to Nan again up in the Adelaide Hills. Tim, what do you want Dits to give up for 3 weeks?
Well, I reckon you should give up being so negative on the Crows, and actually he should take up being a Crows supporter for 3 weeks.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, my God, he gives up Port for 3 weeks.
He's actually starting to say they're playing pretty well. He's halfway there.
He had love goggles on for Texas.
No.
You could barrack for the Crows for 3 weeks.
You've got to be joking.
I'll put up $1,000 for you to do that.
Oh, no.
I'll do something.
Jason from Adelaide, what do you think, Jason? Any ideas?
Yeah, well, I'm hearing passion and devotion coming from you, so I'm thinking the wine, the Sauv Blanc and the Big Red.
Oh, it'd be bad for the economy.
Dits is putting up $2,000 for that not to happen.
I'm just thinking of the poor winemakers out there.
The
text line here, Dits loves getting stuck into vegans. Maybe you can give up meat for 21 days.
Ooh, that's not bad.
That's a good one.
Lots of mentions to give up, not saying McGain's for 3 weeks. There's heaps.
What about, so I know that you're like me, and I don't think I could do this, you're a full-on chocolate addict.
Yeah.
Like you, how much do you eat, honestly?
Oh, I can do a family block in a day, in the afternoon, no problem.
Yeah. And do you have it every day?
Oh, most days, but not the whole block. I'd sort of get to about 3 in the afternoon, I think, I've got to have a chocolate.
I
really go without, so.
What if you gave up chockey?
Do you know what, Loz?
How hard would that be?
It would be hard, but I think that's probably not a bad idea, actually. That's something I could have a go at because it would be good for me.
Yeah, okay.
And sweet things. I tend to, Like, you know, what I always talk about sugar? Carrot cake. I talk about carrot cake yep. and chocolate, whatever.
You've got a sweet tooth.
What if I did that for 21 days?
What if you
days?
Gave up sweets for 21 days?
All right.
In general.
Sweets right. other than I
like,
wine.
I like that idea. That's not a sweet.
Well, you know, there's it? Sugar in wine. Oh, there's so much sugar
that's
in wine.
Great. That's natural.
All right. I'll do the sweet tooth thing.
Okay.
I'll do that.
What?
Right. For so 21 days.
What are you giving up?
Oh, chocolates and chocolate, cakes and biscuits
cake,
and
lollies,
all those
biscuits,
things.
Cookies.
Which it is a weakness.
Any dessert.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So that's a daily event for you.
Yep. Yep. 21 days of that.
Not wine.
I wonder what difference it'll make.
Can you barrack for the Crows for 3 weeks for an extra grand?
Not for 3 seconds or 3 minutes.
So a kid's opportunity, $1,000 gives
well,
a kid an opportunity.
It'd be false through, wouldn't it? At least this thing
well,
I'm doing is
you're
going to
be false
real.
That you're not eating chocolate because you love it.
Yeah, but no. But
he's
it means
genuinely
I'm
giving
genuinely
it up.
Giving
so
it
you
up.
Don't want to help a kid out for 3 weeks.
I am. And what I'd like people to do, I said before, just $5. If you could go onto the page and, mm-hmm. and just sponsor me.
Yeah.
If we could raise $1,000.
I'd love you,
just from
for
people's
price.
$5, $10, $20, something small. I've already donated, so I've put in. So please follow me mm-hmm. and just put in a small amount, and if heaps of people put in a small amount,
I think
we'll raise a lot of money.
I think Roo, maybe to get him over the line at the end, we might have to incentivise maybe a Crow's beanie or a Crow something at a Port game.
3 weeks to be a Crow.
No.
Yeah. $1,000.
No, he won't do it, but we might be able to get him in a game.
Go away.
Stubborn old bastard.
But please support
please
youth
donate.
Opportunities. Yeah, support them if you can, make or break.
All right.
Rudits and Lies exclusive podcast. Hey, thanks for your support. I mean, the warmth was overwhelming for this make or break challenge that I'm doing for Youth Opportunities and just the suggestions that came through thick and fast.
Where do you go again?
Makeorbreak.org.au and please donate if you can. Just sponsor me. It's 21 days. I've got to give it up. So we've decided I'm going to do sweet things, chocolate and desserts and cakes and biscuits that I bloody eat every day and carrot cake and all of that. I'll give it away for 21 days.
You'll have withdrawals.
Just give us a couple of bucks, please, if it all adds up and we can help some disadvantaged kids out there. Like get them through school and get them into university and things like that. Youth Opportunities do good things. But it made me think. So, Loz, have you given up anything in your life before? What have you done?
I haven't had a coffee since December 3rd.
Really? Yeah, well, you did tell us that you were giving it away.
Yeah.
And you've stuck to
it. Or a tea, really. Oh, I've had decaffeinated
And you've been climbing the walls ever since.
Yeah, well, it's been good for me. But I did get
spiked.
How has
it changed your life?
The way that it was going was that I was having a significant amount of coffee in the morning. It was robbing from the later in the day.
Mm. So now you're
I was exhausted.
You're on fire late in the day now?
I actually get more done and I don't have to have a nap anymore. So I go right through to bedtime now without a little kip.
Well, that's interesting because I thought caffeine was the opposite. I thought it was meant to keep you awake.
But you pay on credit with the energy that you use in the morning, then you have to pay it back later.
Oh, okay.
Gee. And if you have it too late in the day to keep the energy going, then you can't sleep at night. So it was a bad cycle and I was getting pretty addicted. I had to wait till I was on holidays from here because I actually physically could not have a coffee in the morning when I started. Yeah.
Okay. And one morning you accidentally were given a coffee by our producer.
You bastard.
And what did it do to you?
It wasn't too bad. It was fine. It was just more the fact that I took a sip and I knew straight away that it was real coffee. And I said to him, are you sure this is decaf? And he went, yeah. So I took another sip and then he came back and went, don't drink that. Don't drink that. So I think I've been spiked. And I don't know if that counts or breaks the chain of do I have to give back my sobriety coin? You know, but no, it's been good actually. I didn't think I could do it. It's always good when you can do something that you didn't think you
could. What have you given away, Ruth?
Oh, no, I haven't done much for a while. What was that thing we did? We didn't eat for 40 hours, didn't we? A couple of years ago. That was hard.
That's right.
40-hour famine.
Yeah, we didn't do that though. What was the thing we did?
You gave up punting for a month.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But we gave away not eating for the. Can't even remember bloody what it was now. What was it for the little girl that couldn't eat?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Gave up booze for the most I've ever done since I've become an adult was 13 weeks on the booze once. But I haven't given up for a fair while since. That was in 1996 into 97. So it's a long time ago since I've got off the booze for once. How long since you've got off the booze, Dits?
Oh, look,
seriously.
You'll laugh at this, but back when I was a squash player, I didn't drink for 10 years.
Pardon?
Now, I'll qualify that. So I'd let myself each Christmas, I would fly back home to my family. I would drink at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But basically, I just went, I said, no.
You ruined all your relationships.
Yeah, I did. No, I just said, I've either got to get fair income or I'm wasting my time. And
10
I did.
Years.
Yeah, and I stuck to it. I was
what,
really
the end of your career or start of your career?
No, it was early on because I was out of control and wasn't going, wasn't training hard enough and doing, and I just had to make a decision. I actually went 10 years. Yeah, it was bloody hard.
What happened before that? What was the point where you went, did someone give you a spray? Did someone give you a
had a bit of a reality check. Yep. And I
happy
thought,
to share it
I'll
or not?
It's not a big story, but my father actually gave me the biggest flogging of all time and just said, grow up, wake up. You're a waste of space. It was one of those chats. It was really brutal.
Shit. Did you have a bad night before that? Or?
I'd had probably a few incidents, and I got that angry with him. I said, well, I'll show internally. I said, well, I'll show you. You're going to eat your words. And I didn't drink for 10 years. That's true.
That's wow. Wow. That's
And I actually really resented him for it. I thought, no, you're wrong, and I'm going to show you.
Well, that's good that you turned it into something positive.
Yeah. So it wasn't a great moment in my life, but it turned
things
into
happen for a reason. And yeah, was he brave enough to say? Was he wrong to say? Whatever, it made you world champion.
He didn't have to be brave. He was the most frightening man in the world.
Really?
Yeah. So
did you ever get out of him the acknowledgement that you'd actually shown him that you weren't a waste of space?
Probably not, but I think he followed what
self.
I did. Yeah.
Did others want to tell you that? Not brave enough to tell you?
No, I don't think. No, it's just a thing between him and I.
Yeah.
And I didn't agree with him. But anyway, I thought, well, buggy, I'll show you then.
Did you need to get off the drink at the time?
It wasn't that. When I say on the drink, it wasn't like I was out of it. I was like every young lad, I would celebrate hard. If something happened, you know, I would go out and celebrate. And I was young at the time. I was an 18, 19-year-old. So going out for me on a Saturday night probably did mean getting home at 4 in the morning. Mm. And one of the things he pointed out to me, he said, do you honestly think that world athletes go out till 3 and 4 in the morning? And I thought, shit, he's got a point, actually. And and he did. A lot of what he said was made sense, but I just didn't like hearing it. And the way he delivered it, I just thought, bugger you. It made me really angry.
Do you think that it was one of the things that made you so successful?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that discipline?
Yep. Definitely.
And when you came home for Christmas, how hard
I don't think
you
the Khan brothers were having tequila shots.
No, and he pointed all of that out as well. He said, said, when you wake up hungover on a Sunday, they've already probably run about 20K.
Yeah, that's true.
No, fair enough. Yeah.
Shit, right. I did Dry July.
So there were a lot of things
like
that.
The hardest thing I ever did.
Dry July.
Oh, I worked in a pub. I was a bitch for 30 days. I lost a lot of good local customers because of that.
Yeah. giving up stuff. So good luck, Ditz. Giving up chocolate.
You can do it, Ditz.
Yeah, the sweet
carrot
things.
Carrot cake. What else?
Oh, biscuits and just chocolate, mate. Once I start on a chocolate, I'm hopeless. I eat the whole thing. I'll just have a couple of little squares. I have the whole thing.
I got a big block of Toblerone for Easter and I finished it last night. So I'm done. I'm off the wagon. I'm on the wagon as well.
Oh, Toblerone.